You know, Chase, you weren't with us, I guess, when we were talking to the chief. I should have come in and given you a heads up. We should have played the fight song for him.
Oh yeah,
unabashedly a Nebraska fan. And
made no bones about it.
As we were leaving, as he was leaving, you know, I said, "Well, thanks for coming in, and I hope you enjoy yourself Saturday evening." He said, "Go Big Red!" Turned around and walked out. I mean, all over, which is great.
Sense of being apologetic about it.
Nope, not at
all. You lived there for a long time. Yeah. You know, I mean, if I ever leave this community and go to another Big 12 community, they won't take the Aggie out of me.
The deal is, he's got season tickets.
That his family's using, right?
That's a deal. I mean, to still have that is not bad at all.
Yeah. It is something, 310 straight home sellouts now.
Yeah, dating back to before I was born.
Uh-huh. You're born to. Yeah, you got your little ding tone again. We didn't
yeah,
do that.
Should've make somebody think they're out of gas.
Yeah, we should have just done that. Well,
I'll blindside you with it. Then.
Okay,
or did you need it for a specific purpose?
No, don't need
okay,
it for
well then I'll just
purpose.
Blindside, you, yeah, blindside good. You with it.
Cuz I just I guess it was I shouldn't even tell this story myself, so I won't. So okay. Anyway. 7% of flyers say they try to move when they're seated next to what on an airplane?
Oh, I bet that's easy.
Yeah, kids.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids.
Or a fat person, you know. But I guess you can't say that, can you?
No, you can't.
Nah, probably not. 41% of us, when using a public toilet, 41% of us, according to the survey, flush it with one shoe. Flush it with our shoe. But do you take your shoe off and flush it?
No, you just, do the little drop kick action.
If you're at a urinal, how does that go?
Well, you just got to lift it a little higher, so to speak.
Stretch your leg out.
We're talking about flushing now, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? Ben's in the room. Ben,
I know.
Ben's reading my newspaper. He comes in. Wait, you can't, you what?
I just said I've fallen.
Yeah,
can't
get out. Yeah. All right, we'll just put that over there.
You got the good chair in here. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. Chief sat on it and didn't like it. He got right
really?
Up. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I got the good chair. This is a good chair right here.
Oh.
Yeah. So there.
Well,
okay.
They're just a little tall for desk work.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. So you going to Harry Potter tonight, Ben?
Is that tonight?
Yeah, I believe you have a radio station that's sponsoring it, don't you? If I'm not mistaken.
We have. Gosh, we bought.
Yeah, go
$1 billion worth of tickets to give away. We bought out a theater.
Did you?
For Harry Potter.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much
really?
How much are tickets to movies now?
Well, gosh, it just depends on the day and date. Let's see. At your age, if you were to say go around noon, you could probably get in for $4 or something.
Then
like
I'm going
that.
To the
at your age.
Yeah. I'm going to the all you can eat buffet for $6.99.
We've got
I was listening.
Yes, yeah. I know.
We've got a couple of neat new things in the theater going experience here in BCS.
Okay.
Now, over at Cinemark, they've got that DX stuff whatever it is. And I went in there for a little very important member of the media demonstration. They ran some trailers for us.
Okay.
And the sound,
excuse me.
I mean,
right,
it just makes your whole body rattle, the new sound system they have in there.
When did this happen?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and why wasn't Scott invited?
What time of day?
It was during lunch. But it was just trailers.
Did they give you a free bucket of popcorn?
I'm saying that when that movie Unstoppable with the Train is in that theater.
Yeah.
Just go see it just so you can shake your heart around bit in your body.
So do you hear it in the next theater though?
I don't know. Yeah. But here's
right.
Here's the other thing. Over at Premiere, they've installed I don't know how many, I think 20 maybe. I've got the number completely wrong, of these 4D seats. It's one row in two theaters or two rows, and they're $125,000 a piece. And
that's the ticket?
They mimic.
It's so hard working with children.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's a little high.
Yes. Now, didn't mom tell you not to do that? Anyway,
right,
and they mimic the motion on the screen.
Oh,
so something like Harry Potter, where they're riding on brooms or whatever, dragons. I don't know what they ride on in Harry Potter, I'm certain it's not based in reality. I'm fairly certain. Anyway, it tracks. It goes up, down, tilts, forward, back, left, right, all this kind of stuff. Yes.
It's like a ride.
It is like a ride.
No,
like I say, $125,000 a seat, so it's not cheap stuff they put in,
So who gets those seats? Is it like first come, first served?
Buddy, there's a ticket for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just buy the ticket. Oh, look, these are the only ones left.
Yeah.
No.
You pay a premium, do you?
You do pay a premium. Mm-hmm.
So could you... Wow. Okay. So wow. You imagine seeing Top Gun in that? That could have been
a
little freaky.
And, and that's kind of, I think, what the why they're opening it with Harry Potter, because there's a lot of aerobatics and such. There's moving around, flying, falling downstairs and stuff like that, I guess.
But you wouldn't want to see a Woody Allen movie in that necessarily.
No.
It wouldn't be worth the extra shekel.
No.
No pun intended.
I remember Top Gun was the very first movie I ever saw in high definition. And that was cool. That was really cool. That was back when high definition was really cool.
What are you talking about,
high
Tom?
Well, no. On TV. On TV.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
On TV.
Even I understood what he was talking about that
time. Well, he talked about Top Gun being cool for what Ben was talking about.
Chase, the ambassador to Tom.
That's right. Interpreter.
Yeah, high definition. It's a TV thing. It's been around a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking, movie? What? Is Tom confusing HD with 70 millimeter? I mean, I was working this. I was thinking really hard. I was trying to figure it out.
Now, do you remember the first time you saw a movie in Cinerama? My dad took
Panorama,
me.
Panorama, you mean?
No, Cinerama.
That was
Cinerama,
that, How the West Was Won? Is that?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, they, and of course, they.
The Sound of Music was in that.
They explain to you how wonderful it is before they show it to you. And so we went to the big theater in Dallas, whatever it was, to see it. And it was three different projection points on the screen. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't quite match up sometimes. It looked a little weird, but, you know, I guess in these days. Chase is listening to this going, look, I got IMAX. It's got like 87 stories in here. Listen to these old people talking about
it. I'm texting people.
Yeah. Well, see, I think my app has a sound effect that's just exactly appropriate for what we're talking about here. No. Here it is.
Okay, good.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
848 News Talk 1620. This one caught my eye. Cops in Cedar Rapids, Iowa responded to reports of suspicious odors wafting from a porta potty. What would be a suspicious odor?
Yeah, that is a subjective thing, isn't it?
Thank you. Lilac has been said. The strange smell turned out to be a meth lab.
Meth.
Yeah, so there, yeah. Police confirmed someone had been cooking meth nearby. Then the suspects dumped the leftover chemicals in the toilet. Chemical experts were called in to clear out the hazardous material. No injuries were reported. So far, there aren't any suspects. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be an unusual odor coming from a porta potty. All right, I was driving to one of my cars, and I heard that sound that Chase had hit there, that ding. And, yeah. And I'm going, what? And I look, and, you know, the seatbelt's on, okay? I got plenty of gas. The blinker was on.
Oh, that's an old man thing?
It does. It has a blinker thing.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, you didn't hear the blinker? You have a hey, old man, your blinker is on alarm?
I've driven rental cars that have that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy, did I feel old.
Yeah.
As well you should have.
Thank you so much, yeah. All right, here you go. Here's another new set of ideas to combat the nation's climbing national debt. You know, the President Obama has come out with this bipartisan policy center research thing. Here are the ideas. 2011 Social Security tax holiday. How could that help the deficit? A soft drink tax. Government spending freezes. That doesn't exist in reality. Government spending freezes. A new 6.5% national sales tax. Oh, yeah. Let's give them some more money. Lower and simpler individual income tax and corporate tax rates. Yeah. Okay. Did you see what Roger Ailes said yesterday, speaking of our president? Apparently some very critical comments about President Obama. Howard Kurtz reported it in the Daily Beast. The president has not been very successful. He just got kicked from Mumbai to South Korea, and he came home and attacked Republicans for it. He had to be told by the French and the Germans that his socialism was too far left for them to deal with. Mm. This is Roger Ailes talking about the president of U.S. America. And he said he, the president, just has a different belief system than most Americans. He's making it harder for the press to make him look good, because when the press falls in love, they fall in love hard. They're like teenagers in love. George Soros told the Huffington Post that donating money to the Obama administration might not be the best investment for their cause. Whoops! When your money man says no, then... Oh, here we go. Tom was talking a little while ago off the air with Ben about this whole TSA thing and how that's just gone insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all about making us feel more secure. And to help us, a system similar to the emergency broadcast system that interrupts your television programming to let you know about a nearby tornado or other trouble could now soon be coming to your cellular telephone.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
I love it.
Danger.
Yes. Tested already in Florida and California. The system is expected to be rolled out in early 2012. It would, for the time being, send geographically targeted text messages for local, state, and national emergencies. Under the new system, all phones would receive emergency alerts directly from the U.S. government about terrorist attacks or natural disasters. Yes, that's how it would work.
This is what I want the sound to be.
Yes.
I will not get my attention otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, I want ominous. I want stick your head between your legs.
Really bad stuff.
The end is not near, my friends. It is at hand.
Users can opt out of receiving the warnings, though.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
That's kind of what I thought. But I waited until the dramatic close. Hello? Yes.
Hello, I don't hear that sound y'all been playing.
Yeah.
I've been driving, but down on the way to Temple VA Hospital, and I kept hearing this bong, and finally I stopped to pick up.
Yeah.
And I looked all around, and then you find, how many people in Bryan College Station have been going, what in the world's wrong? Now I got to spend some money on my car.
Yeah, thank God we only have three listeners here.
Get huge savings on any remaining 2010 Cadillacs during our year-end clearance.
You're so tickled with yourself, you can't stand it, aren't
no,
you?
No, I feel bad. I really do.
Yeah, sure
the man
you
said,
do.
He, no, I do.
I know, he's a vet. He's
he said he's on, the VA. On his way to the VA hospital.
There you are. You're
what if he's late for his appointment because of me?
Well, look at his.
I got to live with that.
Yeah,
thank
it's 45 degrees. The chill factor's 38. He's having to get out, walk around his truck because he thinks something's wrong. No, it's just smart boy on the radio.
I've already made one vet mad this week. So
get huge savings on any remaining 2010 Cadillacs during our year-end clearance event. Save $7,000 off the award-winning Cadillac CTS, or choose the powerful yet elegant 2010 Escalade for $10,000 off, or for a combination of class and comfort, take the 2010 DTS for $10,000 off. The 2010 Cadillac clearance event only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
The official jeweler of Aggie Athletics, David Gardner, invites you to come by David Gardner's Jewelers before you head to watch A&M beat the hell out of Nebraska on Saturday. We'll have Chef Tay from Veritas cooking up gourmet game day food from 11:30 to 2 in his mobile bistro. While you're here, come inside to earn double points on all David Yurman purchases and see our newest collection, Michelle Watches. Fabulous designer watches starting at $300. Come check out what the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics has going on game day.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, no matter what kind of business you're in, it's safe to say you've probably got a computer that's an integral part of it. And the folks at Tech Boys want to help you if you're having some problems with your computer, or actually even if you're not yet. You know, a lot of folks have gone to Wi-Fi thinking that that works out really well for them, and it can, but it also can cause you to have some security concerns, and folks at Tech Boys can help you with that so that you can shield your network and you won't have people kind of getting in there and using your Wi-Fi service. In fact, I was talking to Ely about it a couple of weeks ago. He said, you know, I can sit right here in my office and I can pick up Wi-Fi's locations across the street. He said there were three different networks he was able to identify. Well, you don't want people being able to get into your network. First of all, getting into your business, but secondly, they could be dropping some bad things into your computer system. They can help protect. If you've got a problem with your computer right now, they'll be glad to help you out with that. They have free diagnostics and they have free business quotes up front because they're honest about their repairs. They are inexpensive, but they want you to understand exactly what everything's going to cost before they ever start anything. They can turn it around very quickly for you, too. And if you're having problems with your laptop, they can help you. Just general software issues and virus and spyware removal as well. Call them at 220-2801, 220-2801. They're at 712 East Villa Maria, right across from HEB. That's the folks over at Tech Boys. Okay, here you go. There's a new dating website out there. Claims to help you pick a mate by letting total strangers decide if the other person is right for you. I love the name of it. CanDoBetter.com.
Ooh.
Yeah. Described as a social networking site that fuses together traditional dating and a new age experience. Simply put, you post the photos of your possible dating partner for absolute complete strangers to judge.
Huh.
What's wrong with that, huh?
About asking her out for coffee. What do you think?
There's your site to waste your day today. Thank you very much. It's called CanDoBetter.com. Their motto is, let the world decide. CanDoBetter.com.
Huh.
And in addition to making you groggy and dazed, jet lag could just make you stupid. A study finds that... All right, now get this. A study finds that hamsters suffering extreme chronic jet lag had about half the normal rate of new neutron birth in that part of the brain. All right, who the hell is paying to fly hamsters on planes across the Atlantic? Is there somebody paying for this? Are we paying for that?
I say we put little engines on them and just see how far they can fly on their own.
Well, but I mean, jet lag, really? Jet lag for hamsters.
They eat their young. Why do we care?
Uh-huh. But that's it. Why are we flying them across the Atlantic? Oh, no. Are we going to fly them to Australia? Fine. That's
great,
too.
Yeah, is the TSA groping them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On this date in history.
I love this
part. Yeah. Well, it's a pertinent question.
It is.
I'm still laughing about the guy getting out and walking around his
car.
Yeah,
but way to go, Chase.
Poor man.
Okay.
Oh. Guy, you know, he's taking people to the hospital in Temple. He's got to get out. And
On this date in history, in 2347 B.C.
Uh-huh. Because someone wrote it down?
That's right. Yeah. They had an app for that. Yeah. Theologians believe that Noah left the ark on this date. 2347 B.C. 1307, according to legend, using a bow and arrow, William Tell shot an apple off his son's head. He had wanted to go in the pro archery.
Oh, he shot an arrow in the air.
No, no.
Where it fell, he didn't know where.
That was Pocahontas.
No,
really,
oh, yeah. I see.
No,
no,
he,
that was, never mind. Somebody
he
else.
Was trying to go on the professional archery tour, but there were no overtures. Thank you.
Okay. you were fighting for that one, weren't you?
I did. I had
to elbow your way into that bad joke.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I got crappy humor. Yeah. 1959, Ben-Hur, starring Chuck Heston, came out in 1959.
Oh, that's a great movie.
And, of course, obviously The Bonfire fell on this date in 1999. All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You got 30 seconds.
Lou Ferrigno, Steven Seagal, and Peter Lupus. Remember from Mission Impossible?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're a volunteer sheriff's posse in Arizona helping...